This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And here to ring the opening bell, the one, the only, Brenda Lee. You know, the Beatles once opened for Brenda Lee.
The Beatles opened
for Brenda
Lee.
True story, back in the 60s. Yep, they were
called Silver Beatles. Was she rocking around the Christmas tree then?
I don't know if that song had come out or not, but I love this song. I was working with her at Boomtown, introducing her, and we were backstage waiting for whatever they were doing, and I just said, I love this song. And she sang it, and I realized driving home, I just had a private concert from Brenda Lee singing Papa Noel for me, which
you asked
cool.
for it, and she delivered.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's a nice Christmas gift.
Today's Taking It to the Street survey, Dave. You know what we do is we ask a question of the audience, and we gauge their feelings.
Okay, yeah.
So I thought it'd be interesting to ask today, what would you give up in exchange holding the only ticket in tonight's $1.7 billion Powerball drawing?
Oh, goodness.
Because you're not going to give up any of your kids, right? So that...
For $1.7 billion?
Dave, it's Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, Dave, before we start giving up our kids for a lottery ticket.
I got four kids. I mean...
Oh, well, if you got four, that's different. I mean,
who's spare one?
Two, maybe?
No.
Oh, so you have one in mind specifically.
I do not.
Ah, now we're covering some ground here. You see, I smell the story. No,
yeah,
but seriously, what would text it to 504-260-1870? Because certainly you wouldn't give up one of your kids,
I would
right?
Not even for $1.7 billion.
Maybe you wouldn't even give up your favorite pet, Betsy the Boxer, when she was alive. I wouldn't have given up Betsy the Boxer for the winning Powerball.
I got two cats. I might be able to spare one of those.
Oh, a cat, I'd give up in a heartbeat. I'd give the cat up just to give it up.
Well, one's kind of mine
person.
And one's my wife,
yeah,
so we
I'm
give up
not
my wife's cat.
Cat kind of guy. But seriously, what would you give up in exchange for the Powerball ticket? And I thought I'd phrase it that way on Christmas Eve, because maybe you realize you got everything you want already, right?
Well, I mean, if it's anything...
Would you give up a leg?
I could buy a new one.
Would you not?
Nah. Is a leg worth $1.7 billion?
That's the question. Or
I don't
what?
Think so. I don't think... Maybe a finger. I guess maybe a pinky.
So,
I could give up a pinky.
Oh, yeah. They always take the pinky. If you don't pay yeah. back, they always take the
they
pinky.
They start with the pinky. They no, should start with the thumb if they really want to be impactful.
At the end of, what's that movie, Pope of Greenwich Village, they do take the thumb. That's what they okay. do with Mickey. Spoiler alert,
yeah.
That, Julia Roberts' brother, they put him against the fence and they take the thumb. You got to take the thumbs. But seriously, 504-260-1870, later on the 9 o'clock hour, I'll reveal the...
Is an eye worth...
And I. There you go. Because, well, what happens with the if the other one goes out?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you need one.
Then you're blind.
An ear?
I don't know. That's
a prosthetic ear can't cost that much.
An ear would probably, I would give an ear up.
Would you?
Easily. Yeah, well, my ears are so big, I get, you know.
How would you wear glasses?
I just have to flap the other one over.
I guess you could afford contacts if you.
Yeah. But what would do, really, Andrew, give that some thought and text the answer in the 504-260-187.
What about an organ?
What would you give up? Okay, but what happens if it fails?
Well, you only need one kidney.
Well, unless the other one fails.
Well, that's a good point. But
that's, think about it.
If you had $1.7 billion, you could buy a kidney.
You report back in the next half an hour, do some thinking. What would you give up in exchange for the
ticket? It's got to be something meaningful.
I think it's going to.
You can't be like, I'd give up my favorite socks.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, it's got to be something of value to you. So what would you give up? Something, I'm glad you qualified that. So, because what would you give up, be willing to give up that is important to you for that Powerball ticket? And I think it might help you understand what's really important and what's not. Anyway, we'll read the text throughout the morning, 504-260-1870. We'll talk about Americans, how they feel about the government and America and the direction of the country, according to a new Gallup survey, when we come back here on WWL. Teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. Six 15 now. It is foggy outside. I think they're convoying in both directions on the causeway, so be aware of that. Although I don't know how many people are going to be driving around this morning on Christmas Eve. I get a text from the government that says use caution, which are some good words of advice. No matter whether it's foggy or not, it's going to be warm today and tomorrow, and then it cools off over the weekend after Christmas is over, but what are you going to do other than enjoy it? Dr. Robert Hogan joins us, professor, department chair of political science at LSU. Talk about the country, because according to this poll, apparently it's not going to be such a holly jolly Christmas. How are you, Dr. Hogan?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy whatever you celebrate. I don't know what to say these days, but anyway, I hope you have a very festive season. Let's talk about this poll. What does it show?
Yeah, it shows that there's a great deal of, uncertainty on the part of the public. People are not as joyous or feeling that things are going as well as a lot of politicians these days in Congress would like for voters to believe. Views of Congress and both parties appear to be very weak. People are dissatisfied with the direction of the country. About 74% say they're dissatisfied with the way things are going. Especially with economic conditions. A lot of them say that this is the most important problem facing America, and the government isn't doing what they want it to do. Their concerns, you know, they believe, at least the speculation is, and I think is fairly right, that a lot of this negative feelings about Washington, elected leaders, the direction of the economy, a lot of this is fueled by the concern that we've seen in recent months about the government shutdown. It appears as though government can't seem to work together amongst itself to address a lot of the problems that Americans are concerned about. So there is questions about the leadership of leaders. I mean, even the president, or certainly the president, maybe is the way to say it, is held responsible for the economy. We know. And Trump's approval rating is quite low at about 36%, again, fueled by this concern about the economy.
One thing that jumped out at me about that 36% is it seems like that's that same 35 to 40% that, literally, going back to what the president said, he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and they wouldn't desert him. They wouldn't leave him. Is that pretty accurate as far as that 30-something percent?
Yeah, I mean, and if you look carefully at who those people are, 89% of Republicans approve of the president. So people who are Republican identifiers, only 25% of independent voters are supportive of his policies. And, you know, it's a small, I think, 7% of Democratic identifiers are. Yeah, I think there's a core group of supporters who are going to support him regardless of what he does. So he has a very, very low approval rating historically, especially, all presidents lose their approval rating goes down over time during the course of their time in office. His is taking a little bit more of a of a downward turn, and partly that's because this is his second time in the presidency, and so it's lower than it would be if you were just this were his first term. So there's a lot of dissatisfaction, in part fueled, I think it's safe to say, I think Trump created huge expectations about what he would do on day one, about how quickly things would be fixed. He really did give the impression, more so than all politicians, you know, overpromise in their campaigns. But Trump, I think, probably exaggerated more than most politicians do. On day one, everything would be fixed. A switch would be flipped. And everything would be going well, but there are lots of problems. And despite good news, sometimes, I mean, yesterday the economic conditions showing economic growth and GDP was up substantially, but that we also know that there is substantial amounts of inflation, about 3% inflation, and the unemployment rate has ticked up. So, presidents do their best while they're in office to try to highlight those aspects of the economy that demonstrate things are going their way, and to diminish or to not talk about those things that aren't going their way. And I think the one of the best examples of this is that speech Trump gave a few days ago from the Oval Office, 18-minute speech in which he was really trying to convince the American public, look, things are going much better than some of these indicators say they are. You've got to believe me. And, that is what a lot of presidents have done. In fact,
well,
a lot
and
of people
let me take
that
a break, Professor, because that's my next question coming back, which is, does that carry any weight, or does it all go back to, and I call it my look at the receipt index, because occasionally I'll go to the grocery store and it seems like for whatever reason it happens in clusters where I'll see people at different stores throughout a period of days looking at their receipts on the way out, and I got to believe it's like, well, wait a minute, how did it get up to be this high? And I think that you can say whatever you want, and I'm not making it about the president, it can be about a Democrat or a Republican or whomever, but is it ultimately, can you snow them about the economy, or does it all come down to, well, you can say whatever you want, but I'm getting X amount of groceries for this amount of money, and that's not how it used to be. 6:21 more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU, about a new Gallup poll that's out saying Americans are feeling particularly gloomy as we approach the end of the year. Let me read this text to you, Professor, because I think there's some truth to it. And I'm going to clean it up because the language is not necessarily appropriate. But basically, they're saying we keep trying to sell a story that prices keep going up like it's a new thing. Prices have been going up on everything for decades. Back in the 50s and the 40s, you could buy a new construction home for $14,000. And I know my parents' house was $18,000. I think it was only 1,200 square feet, but I remember them saying that's how much it cost. The only reason there's so much griping about it now is because of the media. Is there any credence to that, that the prices are going to always go up and it's just a fact of life and it's the way things are structured? And sometimes we attribute blame where there could or could not be or shouldn't be?
Well, I mean, it's true. The prices always go up. Yeah, I mean, you could, you know, you could buy, you know, whatever, a newspaper for a nickel, you know, 50 years ago. But you were also making enough money to afford a newspaper. You were also making enough money to afford a decent house in a nice neighborhood. What is varied is there's an affordability gap between how much things cost and how much you are making. And we know that incomes of a lot of people in the United States have not kept up with these rising costs. So it's that disconnect there, and people refer to it as affordability. I mean, it is not a mistake. It is not untrue that the media certainly plays a role in talking about different parts of the economy and saying things are bad or saying things are good. But, you know, they're often reflecting what voter sentiment, as you had said before the break, you know, people recognize how much the cost of groceries are going up, and they recognize that their wages aren't keeping up with that. And those perceptions are real to the extent that people feel them. They believe that you know, they're not able to keep up with the cost of living, and it affects their behavior. So I think there is this affordability gap there, despite what some have said, and I don't think it's just a reflection of the media. I think the media is still, despite its, you know, the partisan, you know, landscape of the media as it is today, different than it was 20 years ago or so, it still reflects to a large extent people's views of the world.
About that, let me alert the stations down the line on the network. We're going to be a minute late here with the news because I want to get this question in. And it is about one thing stuck out to me about this poll is that it seems to me there are more Democrats that are willing to say they're not happy about the Congress, the congressional representation on the Democratic side than are Republicans about the Republican representation. In other words, Democrats will call themselves out where maybe the Republicans won't. Did that stand out to you or not?
No, absolutely. Democrats are much more willing to say that Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries are not up to where they want them to be. Very different on the Republican side, in part because the Republican leaders are, in effect, you know, the advocates for the Trump administration. Trump is a polarizing factor, and he influences the way people perceive leaders in Congress.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Have a happy holiday season. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU, 6:31, minute late, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.